Yeah, unfinished business, that's what you call it. We didn't turn up last year in the final, so we've a point to prove this year when we play Cairndonagh now in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
So
was it hard to get going?
It was. It was very difficult to get everybody back on the horse again to go again. But you know, once the league started and we got a few kind of results at the start of the league, and then we kind of fell away a wee bit, and then we got everyone to buy back into it again, and we went at it, and since then, you know, performances have upped.
You were playing in Division 2 of the league. That was a historic first for you, up that level.
It was, and it was a big change. You know, we probably underestimated how difficult it was going to be at the start. You know, we came up against some very good teams like, you know, Neave Columba. We played them in the first game, and they're in an intermediate final now, and they really showed us that, you know, it wasn't going to be an easy league. We had the upper game.
Yeah. Dunloe in the final as well, and you got a result against them in Dunloe, which was a big one, wasn't it?
We did. We needed to win the last game down in Dunloe to avoid a relegation playoff. So, you know, we went down there and we had to get the result. And thankfully, we came away with the right result on the day. But, you know, Dunloe are a very good team, so it was good to get the 2 points on the board then.
What was the defining moment? Was that a defining moment, maybe?
Well, it probably was, yeah. If you had been staring down a relegation playoff coming into the championship, you know, you would have that hanging over your head all championship. So you probably wouldn't have been, you know, maybe as comfortable going into a couple of games at the start, you know, to get your feet on under you. You know, we wanted to stay up in Division 2. That was one of the goals at the start of the year. So to have that box ticked off early on without a relegation playoff was very good.
Yeah, and did that help fellas maybe come back as well or give a bigger commitment?
Well, I think at that stage, you know, a lot of boys had bought back in, you know, when we were back. Everyone was kind of back training hard, so you know, I wouldn't say that made everyone buy back in, but it really gave us the belief that, you know, if we committed hard now for another couple of weeks, we'd give this championship a rattle.
And you have new management this year as well, Dougie Corbett and Paul Malaw.
Yeah, Dougie and Paul came in there at the start of the year, you know, and they've since we've got everybody back training and you've numbers back, you know, they've been a breath of fresh air, really. You know, it's lifted the whole team, and, you know, everyone had a fresh slate. Like, there's boys playing now that maybe didn't get a chance for one reason or another beforehand that are now playing well in the senior team, so that's good to see.
And Conor McBurty is back as well. He was away for a while, wasn't he?
Conor was away for a few months.
And Darren was away as well, was he?
Darren's back as well, yeah. It's good to have them kind of boys coming back into your squad. Like, you know, they really, that kind of talent really lifts everyone else around them.
You're playing Cairndonagh. What do you know of them?
Well, we've played Cairn a lot now over the last few years. They beat us heavily down in Cairndonagh last year in the group stage of the championship. So, you know, they're going to be a very good side, and they have some very good players. They're going to take a lot of watching now to get over the line.
And you beat them this year as well, though, didn't you? Or you beat them this year in the group stages?
We beat them by a couple of points in the group stages this year at home in the Glebe. It's hard to know what way the game's going to swing, but, you know, if we perform to the way we know we can, we should hopefully get over the line.
It's basically a very experienced team at this stage.
Yeah, you'd call them experienced, but we're not old.
With experience, not old, but experience, you know, in football terms.
We were very young there for a lot of years, but now, like, you know, this, like, I've been playing senior football now for nearly 10 years, and I'm still only 26 or 27, like, so, you know, you get your chance young. But, you know, these years keep slipping in, so we really need to get over that junior hurdle and get on to the next
day. So this will be your third final, will it?
It will, yeah, third final. So hopefully this is the one where we can finally get up and
third time lucky.
Hopefully.
Yeah. You know, the old score from last year is that you didn't turn up on the final day.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we didn't show up. We didn't perform at all. You know, to only kick 3 points in a county final, it's never going to win you a game. So that's just the real thing.
Is there less hype this year than last year?
I don't know about that now, but, you know, as a club, it's been our objective for the last maybe 5 years that we have to win a junior title, and we haven't got over that line yet, so it's still always going to be there until we do it, so it's up to us to get over the line this year.
Have you a good feeling?
Well, listen, it's football, anything can happen, but hopefully if we turn up and perform to the best of our abilities, hopefully we'll get over the line.